This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov gave an impassioned plea to European leaders Thursday for more military support in his country's war with Russia. VOA's Diane Roberts.
Ukraine with weapons, because Ukraine is fighting for all of them.
We are destroying the military power that was targeting European values and freedoms. The larger part of the power that we have stopped and are in the process of destroying is not even Russian, it's Soviet. We are completing the mission and putting an end to the Russian Empire.
Reznikov said the war in Ukraine is a clash of civilizations that will have global repercussions. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Starting today, there are new rules for asylum seekers seeking to come into the United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Human rights advocate Adriana Hasso tells KGTV that last week it was mostly men, but now families are coming, now that Title 42 is ending, which allowed the U.S. to quickly expel migrants to Mexico during the pandemic. But now there are new rules. The Biden administration is denying asylum to migrants who arrive at the U.S. border without first applying online or pursuing protection in a country they passed through to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. Families who cross the border will face curfews and monitoring. The head of the household will wear an ankle bracelet as her cases are heard within 30 days. I'm Donna Warder.
As the U.S. standoff between U.S. President Joe Biden and congressional leaders continues over raising the debt limit, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that, in her opinion, the United States should adopt a different system for national finances. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the Ukraine counteroffensive against Russia is being delayed. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine Anna Chernikova explains why.
Did not particularly say Ukraine is not ready. What he actually said that theoretically and practically Ukraine can start the counteroffensive and even get success. But at this stage, at this point, Ukraine will lose a lot of people, and this is not acceptable.
Australia's trade minister arrives in Beijing Thursday to urge China to ease sweeping import restrictions. Human rights and national security disputes prompted China to impose the trade strikes on a range of Australian exports in 2020. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Australian Trade Minister Don Farrell will ask China to lift sanctions on billions of dollars of imports from Australia. Farrell is due to hold talks in Beijing with his counterpart, Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Wentao. There are signs that the diplomatic and commercial freeze between the two Indo-Pacific nations is beginning to thaw. Exports of Australian copper, coal and cotton have resumed, and China has agreed to review its restrictions on barley shipments from Australia. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
Serbian citizens have handed over thousands of unregistered weapons as part of an anti-gun crackdown on two mass shootings. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more details.
Authorities have told citizens to give up unregistered weapons by June the 8th or face prison sentences. The crackdown on guns comes after over a dozen people were killed in two mass shootings. One of the shootings took place in a school for the first time ever in Serbia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Palestinian militants have fired hundreds of rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel, while Israel is pressing ahead with a series of airstrikes that have killed at least 23 Palestinians. That includes three senior militants and at least 10 civilians. A state-run Egyptian TV station announced Wednesday that Egypt, the frequent mediator between the two sides, had brokered a ceasefire, but the fighting only intensified, and neither side showed any sign of backing down. It was the heaviest fighting between the sides in months, but in signs that both sides are trying to show restraint, Israel avoided attacks on the ruling Hamas militant group, targeting only the smaller militant Islamic Jihad faction. Hamas also appeared to stay on the sidelines. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.